Hey folks, welcome back to Who's Next. I'm Stephen Graham, joined once again by Jason Mann. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. You know, having a lot of fun catching up on the beginning of Goldberg's career, learn a little bit, you know, some things I'd kind of forgotten about from, you know, memories of 23 years ago of, Goldberg's career. Yeah, it's hard to believe.
So what have we learned so far about Goldberg?
Well, we've learned that he had bigger offensive arsenal than we recall, was more experimenting with some more high-flying type tactics, wasn't using the spear yet. It'll be fun to count down to see how long it'll take before he does the spear. And then we'll have to, of course, you know, that he would at least one time did a random backflip.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll ever do it again, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So tonight, or today, or this morning, whenever you listen to your podcast, he's facing Roadblock. What do you remember about Roadblock, Jason? Just that he was a big dude, right?
Yeah, he was a big guy. He pretty much was, exclusively on Saturday Night or maybe Worldwide, but was very rarely, on Nitro or Thunder. He looked like, kind of like, you know, a big truck driver that they, you know, had a side job as a wrestler is kind of what he seemed like, you know. I don't remember him being particularly bad or good. He was not memorable, except that his name was Roadblock and he was like a really big guy.
I remember at one point he used to come to the ring with like one of those barriers that construction workers would put out.
Yes.
And I remember once he was on Nitro when Lex Luger racked him. Just to show how strong Lex Luger was. But
yeah,
he seemed like a, you know, it's nice to have these big kind of dudes, you know, that some guys can beat up so that they look strong. It's nice.
Totally makes sense. Yeah, I'm sure he did his job. His job was to be not memorable, and he did that very well.
Yeah. I love Jobber to the Stars.
Yes. Yes.
It's something that's kind of, there's very few of them still left in wrestling.
And sure.
It's nice when they appear. And yeah, they didn't really, WCW had so many shows, as we talked about, and they had room for these guys who just kind of, they would come in and just lose to everyone and maybe beat up someone that you never heard of.
Yeah. Right.
So Goldberg here, it's Saturday night. So this is his first B show. That's fun. It's from October 11th of 1997. Wow. But it was recorded October 1st, so just a couple of days after the Barbarian match. But he didn't wrestle on the October 3rd Nitro for some reason. He was left off.
Okay.
So, or October 3rd, sorry, October 6th, something like that. Whatever the day works out, he was not on it for some reason. So he skipped a Nitro. But he did do a Saturday night. So at this point, I'm going to go and watch this match.
We got Dusty Rhodes.
But yeah. What else do we have?
We got we've got some danger. We've got
we got
a road sign.
Roadblock.
Roadblock, yes. I guess that's what that is. Yes. So he's got a ponytail, you know.
I love this guy
riding that pony. Yep. So thumbs down. Yes. Literally a roadblock in front of Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, this is his first major roadblock.
But yes,
that's a great joke.
The king of WCW Saturday Night Roadblock. Yeah. I think it's fair to say.
I remember the DVDR guys really loved him.
Yeah.
Oh, Goldberg has music.
Oh, yeah. First time he's had music.
Yeah.
So.
Not the the pyro and the security guard and all that stuff. But yeah. He does have music.
So. He's very chill. He's chewing gum.
very casual.
Yes. Very casual, Goldberg, you know.
I love the WCW Saturday Night ring.
It was good. Yeah.
I love how they had stuff on their ring. Like a pitcher and stuff. Something WWE never does.
That's true.
because Vince hates it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's nice. I can see both. I like having it sometimes, but not, I wouldn't want to always have it. So. Yeah. Roadblock with the.
I love that Roadblock's got the fucking, like, painted lines, like, that go down the middle of a road on his tights.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, he's living that character. That's for sure. So.
It's amazing.
It doesn't frame him that well, I will have to say. No. So.
It looks like, yes.
Oh, here we go. Oh. We got a leg takedown. Not really submission exactly.
I guess it is though.
I guess it kind of is, but I'm it's not like sure.
He's got both legs though.
Yeah. Okay.
One with the arm and one with the legs. So that's nice. I don't think that passes in UFC, but
maybe not. But yeah,
he does look like that week off really. Like, I don't know. It looks like it motivated him.
Maybe there you go. But, doesn't want to get left off of the show again, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, shoulder block. Yeah. A little bit of explosiveness there.
And he's got that stance down now.
He's stalking, yeah.
The stalking, yeah. He didn't really have that in the first couple matches.
Right.
So I guess he went back to the power point.
Yeah.
Power plant.
Power plant. Hey, maybe Goldberg was into power points. You never know. Yeah. Oh, big suplex, big belly to belly. Nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's more explosive kick out, too.
Yeah.
A little miscommunication.
Awkward moment there, yeah. Yeah, you can see that. They power through it, though.
Spinning wheel kick?
Yeah. I remember him doing that reasonably often. I feel like that was in his arsenal.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. He's like, oh, yeah. My heart.
Yeah. His strikes are always good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely needed a better setup for the jackhammer. That was look good.
That was a good jackhammer on such a big guy.
Yeah.
That was an easy win.
Right, definitely. He sold a little bit though. You know, took the belly to belly. You know, his most emphatic win, I would say.
Yeah, he's got more
response.
He's starting to be more Goldberg here.
Right.
This is the most Goldberg we've seen.
Well, the music helps, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still no spear.
No spear, yeah. Yeah, he definitely needed something to transition into the jackhammer because it feels like it kind of comes out of nowhere. I mean, and maybe just because we're used to what comes before it that it feels like that way. But yeah, it definitely feels like there's not really anything that's, building to his – that's leading up to the finale. Just like it's like, oh, okay, it's time to do that. So let's do that.
Did you ever see any of those earlier Shawn Michaels matches where he would do a super kick, but he didn't do the foot stomping first?
Right. Yes, that's always weird. That's always strange to see. And for a long time, it wasn't his finisher. It was more like a transition move. So it was even it was like a big move that he did, but it definitely was not his finisher, and definitely didn't even like try to pin a lot of times when he did it. Until it became his finisher. Well, I can't even remember what that was exactly. Probably sometime in '93, I would guess.
Yeah, it's weird. Like it's weird whenever someone finds something that works so well, but. Before they have it, it's awkward times.
Sure.
I think this one here, working the B show, I think we're starting to see something emerge here.
Yeah, definitely. You see a little more explosiveness. You do seem to either, obviously he's coming into the music, so that adds to the Goldberg aura. It definitely is more Goldbergian than the first two matches were. Not that they were, they strayed too far, but, the moveset was more familiar, more in keeping of, the stuff that he usually did, with the notable exception of no spear.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? It's gonna take some time, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm enjoying these. I mean, these are fun matches again, and pretty well executed. One awkward miscommunication between Goldberg and Roadblock, but 95% of what he's doing here looks good and looks crisp and sharp, and again, better than I kind of remembered. I feel like I remember a lot of awkwardness with Goldberg in his early matches, and I'm not seeing it, at least in these three so far.
Yeah. and it's not like Roadblock is, you know, a big veteran of the thing to kind of like cover up for those mistakes.
Yeah, he's not Barry Windham. You know, he's just he's some big dude, and he was fine in what he did. He actually, I think he did a pretty good job in the match. But it's not like he's working with some crafty veteran who knows how to make Goldberg look good. Goldberg's looking good basically by executing his moves well and engaging the crowd.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, this is a lot of progress in three matches. But looking forward, his next match is actually against Manny Fernandez, but I think the fake WCW later on Manny Fernandez.
Oh, okay.
But it's taped October 10th, which kind of airs before the Saturday night, but is taped after the Saturday night. But it doesn't air until main event of December 13th.
Hmm.
So we're going to put that one on hold.
Okay.
For a while.
Yeah.
But join us on the next podcast as Goldberg takes on Scotty Riggs on October 13th, Nitro. Riggs is who's next? No, I'm going to edit that part out.
Well, here we go. Roadblock. Roadblock. And I tell you, we talked about the committee, the championship committee of WCW. They really put a big roadblock in front of Bill Goldberg for his debut on WCW Saturday night. Two big wins, one against Hugh Morse, one against the Barbarian on WCW Monday Nitro. So the championship committee said, okay, how can you handle a guy 400 pounds or more? We're going to find out here in just a minute.